Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The globalists are racing to the finish line, attempting to set up open dictatorship in this nation. Many conservatives, libertarians, and classical liberals are upset about it. Naomi Wolf's book, The End of America, has gotten a lot of traction with her 10 Steps Towards Total Tyranny, an actual blueprint that our government teaches at the School of Americas to countries around the world, not just Latin America. But she gets it wrong in that it isn't just the Republicans that are doing this. This is a system-wide, five-decade-long movement. Now coming to a head like a festering scrofuli. And we're going to break this down today and spend a lot of time on martial law. Who is joining us today but Fritz Wenzel? He is the head analyst at Zogby International and their director of communications. They normally don't put out their reports until about a week after, but those that buy the polls are welcome to put the data out. But because they've gotten so many phone calls asking, is our poll real? Does it exist? That he's going to come on the show today and talk about the poll that we conducted. And tomorrow, they're going to rush a summary instead of putting it out this Friday. They're going to put it out tomorrow about the Ron Paul poll. And I had no idea they were going to ask so many other questions. I guess that's just what they do. They take an opportunity with another poll to add more info. We're going to tell you all the areas that Ron Paul won in. Ron Paul, hands down, won in every category with NASCAR fans. Ron Paul won in every religious category. Ron Paul wins by double digits with religious voters across the board in Zogby poll. Ron Paul wins Zogby blind poll. Nationwide as well, where they just read his bio to them next to the other people's bios. These are basically the campaign bios. The Romney and others were even stronger in their polls, in their questions, leaning towards them than Paul, but Paul still won, hands down. It's got a lot of attention. It got 1,200 digs by last night. Usually 100 digs puts on the front page, but Dig itself censored it. But it doesn't matter. We're going to continue to put Dig links up on our stories to educate everyone about their censorship. See, we don't give up. We just lean against you. Kind of like the Founding Fathers did, losing, I don't know, more than 20 battles, actually, in a row before they started winning them. Now, see, we just don't stop. We just continue like piranha to attack because you're attacking us. You're bringing in your New World Order. You're trying to destroy our liberties, and we are not going to stop. We have just begun to fight, and I hope that's clear to all the New World Order people out there that listen to this show. You attacked us, you're destroying our liberties and our freedoms, you're systematically dismantling our republic. Everyone sees it now. I mean, it's widespread. There are hundreds of commentators and former CIA officials and governors and everybody else saying we're going into total tyranny. It is as plain as the nose on your face that this is happening. So we'll be going over all of that today as well. Fritz Wenzel joining us coming up in the middle of the next hour, the head of Zogby's Communications and their chief analyst. And Aaron just walked in and handed me some new information. And then we have Ed Asner. He's been on a couple times with us in the past, former head of the Screen Actors Guild in many Academy Award-winning films and, of course, popular TV show, Mary Tyler Moore, and other programs. He will be coming on to talk about 9/11 truth, the police state, the whole New World Order system in the third hour today. It is the 20th day of November, 2007. And we are also going to be getting into dollar slides to record low against euro before housing data. The dollar fell to a record low against the euro and the Swiss franc on speculation. A U.S. government report will show a deepening property slump, prompting the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates again. We'll cover that too. So the police state in great detail and the coming martial law system we're already being basted and marinated in. And Ron Paul info and a lot more. Huge transmission. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, Ryan Slickhuysen. We just talked to the head analyst at Zogby this morning. We talked to him last night, yesterday afternoon. And he said that he would have a report out tomorrow morning for us. Someone else may have put this out at Zogby. We've got Mr. Wenzel coming up. But I have to say, it's amazing spin, but we'll talk to him. There were three major questions, and we posted those. And when people were given Ron Paul's bio and the congressman from Texas, and this is his policies, he won by double-digit leads in every category of religious voters except Jewish. He won there, too, but 17% instead of 33%. The others were all undecided. He won with NASCAR. Why they asked that, I don't know. He won with military families. He won with Internet users. He won with conservatives, liberals, with moderates, because they were asking who they were. I mean, he won just incredible hands-down victory in two of the three questions. Now, in one of the questions, just on name recognition, Giuliani won. And we, of course, reported on that yesterday. But what do they focus on at Zogby? I go pay for this poll. I make it, quote, fair, which the other polls aren't. People write them how they want to make who they want win. I just did it with a blind poll saying, here's their policies, here are you for. And Ron Paul wins with incredible numbers. And what does Zogby do? This is now on Zogby's website, folks. Paul Watson, everybody, I need an instant response to this, but I'm not going to attack them and call it spin and stuff. I want to get their guy on. Zogby poll, Giuliani leads among Republicans in latest blind bio survey. That's not true. Hey, Aaron, come in here. I just started reading this like in the minute before we went on air. That's, we have to call that spin. Because he won in the blind bio survey.
Yeah, they're talking about resume.
But that's crazy.
His name that leads overall.
No, it was his name. He won when they asked about Republican, who would they go for in the primary? Giuliani won. But then when they asked him about policies, they said they'd vote for Ron Paul. So, Watson, I hope you're listening. Zogby poll, Giuliani leads among Republicans in latest blind bio survey. They made a mistake. They rushed this out. Holy mackerel. I've got Wenzel coming on in the middle of the next hour, but I'm tempted just to get him on now. I tell you what, I don't want to bug him too much. We've already talked to him twice this morning. He just called back. He missed his call, Aaron, up for airtime. Maybe that's what he called about. You need to call him and go, you guys may not want to admit a mistake here, but I don't think this is a mistake, man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Zogby poll, Giuliani leads among Republicans in latest blind bio survey. He did not. Survey pits resumes of former New York mayor against those of Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, and Fred Thompson. Former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani's long the favorite in nationwide samples of black Republican voters in 2008 for the party's presidential nomination has the strongest resume of the four top contenders. A new Zogby International survey shows that's not true. Yeah, go ahead and call Wenzel up. Yeah. Just say, get a comment from him. The survey, known as a blind bio poll, likely voters are given details of the candidates' resumes without their names attached, shows Giuliani wins 34% compared to 22%, each for Thompson and Romney. Paul, who had surged recently in the polls as a significant online following, came in last with 13% support, while 9% said they were undecided on the question. Only those four candidates were included in the question. We have the question, which was commissioned by Jones Productions, a media company based in Austin, Texas. The survey included 389 likely Republican primary and caucus voters and was conducted. Oh, they, Aaron, I've got them. They subsampled. They pulled just what they called extremely conservative. They subsampled out of 1,000 and spun that because out of that subsample, Giuliani won. Man, there is no end. You pay for a fair poll. You pay $4,300 for it. This has all been a great education for everybody. Oh, my gosh. This is absolutely mind-blowing. This is absolutely mind-blowing. The blind bio question was also posed a larger pool. There's the spin. See, I hadn't read this yet. Man, this is amazing. It won't matter, though. First, the neocon said my poll wasn't real yesterday. We made it up. Even though Zogby's policies say they issue it, and then it's up to you to put it out if you want, and they decide if they want to. Then they said it wasn't real. And then now they're going to say, oh, it's real. Look, Ron Paul lost with 13%. But the truth is they took one small demographic where Giuliani won. See, I thought it was the other question, the one question Paul lost out of all the questions. It wasn't that. See, this is you're getting behind the scenes right here, okay? Sit down. Turn your mic on. This is unbelievable. There is never an end to any of it. I am just completely blown away right now. Aaron, this is staggering.
So we're talking about in a survey with multiple dozens of demographic categories. They've zoned in on the conservative and very conservative.
Definite headline. There's no debating it. Zogby spun this in mega overdrive. We pay for a fair poll. We publish all the questions. People can see how fair it was. So you notice you never see the polls, folks. You see, or if people leak them, you see them. We put the poll out, the raw poll data out. The public's so dumb they can't even believe it's real. And then by the time we actually get this data, we see the spin. Let me just read the rest of this, and then I want you to comment. Now listen to this. The first they tell you Giuliani wins out of 389 likely Republican primaries or caucus voters. Okay. Well, they kept saying, we want Republicans. I said, well, just everybody. I just want a poll of everybody. Can I please have that? And they said, oh, yeah. That didn't stop them, though, from sampling out. So out of 1,000 plus, they pull 389. And by the way, we have the numbers. That was extremely conservative. That's not their spin there. And it goes on. The blind bio question was also posed to a larger pool of 1,009 likely voters nationwide, including Democrats and Independents, and Paul was the big winner among the universe of voters, winning 33% compared to 19 for Giuliani, 15 for Romney, and 13 for Thompson. See, to all you neocons on Gig and Free Republic, you accused me of lying and putting out a fake poll, and you think I would just make something up? I told you the preachers over a year and a half ago were being trained for martial law. Now it's mainstream news to take your guns, you idiots. You're not real conservatives. You're like football fans that pick a team. Well, my team's America and the Bill of Rights and Constitution, not that piece of trash Hillary or Bush or any of these people. I'm gonna calm down, folks. See, they just walked in a minute before break, and I read this thing about Giuliani wins poll. So I thought, well, did they just spin it for that one piece of the poll? One question out of all these questions? And I thought, no. And then I read down, and to explain this calmly, they went and they... See, they told me, oh, we have a special pool of Republicans we poll. These are all a bunch of little lapdogs. They admit it. It's a special little group. They go to people and call numbers they already knew what the answer would be, just so they could then screw up my poll and then say that Giuliani won. When this is huge news that Ron Paul won a nationwide poll! Aaron, does this make... I mean, this is incredible.
Well, yeah, they're saying the sign of success is the shrinking GOP, quote, base... the conservative and ultra-conservative, when that's split wide open from the religious
vote to
everything.
But then they expose religious conservatives and want Ron Paul won.
Yeah.
See, that's the headline. Folks, the headlines on this are Ron Paul wins every religious group. I mean, non-Christian, Christian, born-again, Catholic, conservative, Protestant was one of the... Go get all your numbers. I want to read these on air again for people. This is the raw Zogby data. And we do a fair poll. And they said, oh, we've never, this is a very fair poll. We rarely see people actually with, you know, wanting to ask these questions. These are excellent questions. Survey pits resumes of former New York mayor against those of Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, and Fred Thompson. But then they report with the headline about a sub-survey within the larger poll, and they give three big, fat, juicy paragraphs to Ron Paul. I mean, to Giuliani, and then one at the end. So let me read this. Former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, long the favorite in national shambles of black Republican voters in the 2008 race for the party's presidential nomination, has the strongest resume of the four top contenders, a new Zogby International poll shows. And all of this is true because it's spinning, you see. Because they're looking at one tiny area. The survey, known as a blind bio poll, because likely voters are given details of the candidates, and I told them I wanted that, and they go, oh, you know about those? Resumes without their names attached shows Giuliani wins 34% compared to 22% for Thompson and Romney. Ron Paul, who has surged recently in polls and has a significant online following, came in last with 13% support, while 9% said they were undecided on the question. Only those four candidates were included in the question, which was commissioned by Jones Productions, a media company based in Austin, Texas, because those are clearly the four frontrunners. That's why I put them out there, in money raising and everything. The survey included 300, and by the way, Zogby now has Paul third in New Hampshire, by the way. The survey included 389 likely Republican primary or caucus voters and was conducted November 14, 17, 2007. It carries a margin of error of plus or minus 5.1 percentage points. The blind bio was also posed to a larger pool. Yeah, that's my poll. I asked for that poll. I say blind bio everybody. And they go, is it all right if we sample Republicans? And I went, well, who are they? Well, it's a group we call. And I said, is it like party faithful hacks? And well, is it old people and landlines don't have internet? Yes, she was reading me numbers. Well, they don't really. I go, well, all right. At least we'll just say that we polled the hardest group. But we polled that group, and he actually won in the blind poll. Folks, this is incredible. The blind bio question was also posed a larger pool of 1,009 likely nationwide voters, including Democrats and Independents, and Paul was the big winner among the universe of voters, winning 33% compared to 19 for Giuliani, 15 for Romney, and 13 for Thompson. Look, I mean... Well, you can see what this is for yourselves. We'll come back with Aaron commenting. I meant to get into the police state news, but this is unbelievable.
Ted Anders for Midas, November 20th, 2007. Gold, 793.30 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 817.33, 402.85 for half, 201.43 for quarter. That's 817.33, 402.85, and 201.43. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
All right, let me be very calm about this. I paid for a poll, and I said I want this as fair as possible. I want it of all likely voters, and that's what they polled. Then they put out a spin because Ron Paul won the poll. They admit that in the last paragraph and decide to focus on conservative Republicans, the one group that Ron Paul lost in. But by the way, he won in all the other questions with conservative Republicans at the highest number. Evangelicals, born-agains, that coveted group. Remember how it was huge news a month and a half ago when they had a national scientific poll, they have it every election, every 2 years, off-year and presidential, of the Evangelical Caucus of Christian conservatives, and Ron Paul came in third. I think he got 14%. I'm going from memory. Pull it up, folks. But I'm asking my writers to get on this. He came in third, it was huge news. Huge news that they're waking up. That's 50 million Americans, a key base for the Republicans. Now, why would Zogby not have that amongst eligible voters in the United States, likely voters, Ron Paul wins by double digits? That's our headline. That's what it says. And then later we did say, oh, but he lost amongst those that call themselves very conservative. We have the numbers. I want them all published, by the way. I know we put a lot of them out. I gave me to put them all out, but Paul's taking screenshots, I guess, to simplify it of certain key areas. I mean, he won NASCAR. He won non-Christians. He won Christians. He won Catholics. He won every group. He won among Democrats, independents, conservatives. He did not win amongst very conservative. Aaron, give him the numbers.
So this is a breakdown of ideology, and then we also have a breakdown of party. And under ideology, they have it sort of spread across the left or right spectrum, progressive, liberal, moderate, conservative, very conservative, libertarian. And the reason they're probably focusing in on this conservative, very conservative, is it is that kind of right of center, heavy block. And they were polling for more conservatives in this poll, so it doesn't mean there's more conservatives out there. They actually found there's about 38%.
They had to oversample just to get 38, yeah.
Yeah, generally they found there's about 38% hardcore Democrats, 36% hardcore Republicans with an independent.
And because we're in a realignment, used to independent was about 10%, now it's the vast majority, which is why Ron Paul can beat Hillary.
It's between like 20
and the poll showed that across the board he would beat Hillary. That's the headline we should have been putting out.
Yeah, and that's what this poll reflects as well, that while Rudy Giuliani, who has, we're talking about resume, he doesn't have a conservative resume, but he does have name recognition above, you know, among the conservatives. That's why he's the front runner. They've been shoving him down our throats here. But you can see by party that he is overwhelmingly supported by all the Democrats polled in this thing, which was over 380, the 38% number. His 46% of that support in this theoretical primary here.
46% amongst Democrats.
When the vote is split. That's not a general election where he'd be going head-to-head, in theory, with Hillary, where he would just dominate.
He'd get the Republicans and he'd get the Democrats and the Libertarians. Total victory. He's the only man that can beat Hillary.
And then there's another 30% outstanding of undecided vote. That's all up for grabs. It doesn't go to the other candidates. They're all under double digits except for Mitt Romney in that poll. And Republicans, Ron Paul is doing better than he is in the ordinary national polls. He has 15%. And, you know, Giuliani has twice that with his name recognition. That's the victory.
The point is, when a fair poll was finally asked, Ron Paul won in... There's got to be 15, 20, 30 questions per main question. So I don't know how many questions total, but the point is he really won 98% of them.
Yeah.
He dominates the poll, and they put out a press release about Romney winning one subgroup.
And then in the
point is we wanted a poll of the general electorate across the board. That's what I asked for. And what do I get is their spin out of it about how great Giuliani is. But at the end they say the blind bio question was also posed to a larger pool of 1,009 likely voters nationwide, including Democrats and independents. And Paul was the big winner among the universe of voters, winning 33% compared to 19 for Giuliani, 15 for Romney, and 13 for Thompson. I mean, he has double digits against these yahoos.
Yeah, that's the key. In this key middle
double
ground,
digits.
The middle ground independent party, which is 26% of this vote, he has 37.7%, 1 point away from a 20-point lead on Giuliani. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so understand, ladies and gentlemen, this shows, if you stack it up against Hillary's numbers, who's very unpopular, with like a 25% approval rating with Republicans and Democrats, Ron Paul would clean her clock.
The question this raises is Ron Paul versus Hillary or Giuliani versus Hillary. It's no question. Ron Paul is a uniter, not a divider. It's true. It's not rhetoric. This poll shows he literally unites every single.
And this is the bottom line. Executive summary here, ladies and gentlemen. Executive summary is that national poll shows Ron Paul is the winner. Zogby spins and focuses on subgroup that went for Giuliani. I mean, that is the bottom line. That is the bottom line of what's happened.
38% of moderates. 38%.
A whopping lead. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Coming up in about 9 minutes, we're going to have Aaron back in here with analysis. We didn't even talk about how he won in every minority group with giant, whopping, double-digit, in some cases, 20-point leads. We didn't talk about, in any detail, that Giuliani's at NASCAR yesterday, and everybody hates him. And in this poll, Giuliani got destroyed, and Ron Paul won with NASCAR voters, because they asked him that question. He won with every major religious group and every Christian sect, from Catholics to conservative Protestants to born again to evangelicals. He won everywhere, but with conservative voters in a sub poll. And what did Zogby go with? They went with that headline. This is huge news. Here's the stories at truthnews.us, prisonplanet.com, infowars.net. I want you to go get these stories if you're sick of the censorship, the spinning. We didn't spin this. We posted the data. We showed what it was. We tried to do a straight-up poll, and it's been spun right out of our hands. It's just unbelievable. In the last paragraph, they say, oh, by the way, Ron Paul won the general poll all across the board, but we're going to tell you all about Giuliani. I want you to go to prisonplanet.com, and I want you to get all these articles, and I want you to go absolutely berserk. You got 1,200 digs. 100 should have put it on the main page where hundreds of thousands would have seen it, and they buried it. Not the members, the administration. This is the type of stuff we go through on a daily basis. And we're going to go through all these numbers. You can hear them for yourself. Aaron's going to do another report. I need smart listeners who see these data, other news writers. Go take our data. Don't even give us credit. I don't care. It's a Zogby poll. Go do your own articles. He has won a national poll, hands down, in every demographic but one, and he showed a whopping 15% there, and they say 13 in their crunch, and they even get their sample number wrong. And we got the guy from Zogby coming on. I'm going to talk to him about this. I mean, at least they admitted he won the general poll. Okay, he's a great sponsor, and this is something because food's up 15%. All your oil product things, that's where your detergents and all these toxic things come from, have more than doubled in the last 3 years with oil prices surging. I don't have to tell you about that. This is a great sponsor. It's organic. They have, for 60 years, since 1947 when he got back from the chemical corps, and that's why he knew how bad chemicals were from the military, Marty Schachter out in Oakland, California, him and his daddy started it. He and his son run it today. And they have organic soaps at 85% off supermarket prices. And you save money, and it's organic, and it's super high quality. I don't know how anybody could not get involved in this, especially as everybody's budgets are getting tighter. And they, again, for 60 years, for 56 or 7 of those, they sold just to hospitals, nursing homes, government institutions, because they knew what was inexpensive. They knew what was quality to the wealthy. They started selling directly here, ladies and gentlemen, on this network to you. That's how you get no middleman, no nothing. Marty, thank you for coming on.
Well, good morning, Alex. I'm so excited. It's just so wonderful with December coming up and the holidays coming up. And we're advocating pure soap for gifts, pure soap bars.
You know, you couldn't even come on yesterday. You were so hammered with orders.
It was unbelievable, unbelievable. We're just trying to keep up with it. But we know that your listeners will be hanging our pure soap bars on their Christmas trees as ornaments. They'll be buying 100 bar cases. We're not talking a $5 and $10 a bar. We're talking about a 150 bar case. We're talking about 78 cents a bar. We're talking about a 100 bar case, 82 cents a bar. They could go to the marketplace and buy.
Now, let's explain. The detergent, toxic poison, hundreds of chemicals that you put under your arms. Until 50, 60 years ago, we had real soap fast. Tell them the difference between just one of your products, this bar soap, why it smells so good with the almond oil and the cherry. Describe what's in it versus one of the, Lever or Procter & Gamble things.
It don't take much to pick up a bar of Zest or Dove or Irish Spring or Dial. Read the side panel.
Whenever I walk through the grocery store in the soap aisle, it makes my eyes water.
It's got 20 to 25 chemicals in it, including high-developed perfumes, including sodium chloride, a main ingredient. What is sodium chloride? It's table salt. Would you wash your face, your baby, your body with table salt? Give me a break. This is what this stuff has. The perfumes burn your skin. The smell on it makes you sick. It stays on your skin. It stays on the towels. It stays in the air. You don't need it no more. We don't use that. We use pure vegetable oils and coconut oils and a few drops of pure candy almond oil just to give it a little aroma. But it evaporates. It doesn't stay in the air. It doesn't stay on your skin. It doesn't stay on your towels. It's gone, but it's beautiful. You will love it. There's nothing like it in the marketplace. We're the only company in the country that's promoting pure soap, not detergents, not harm, not chemicals. Don't need it ever again.
Marty, give them the toll-free number.
They can call me every day, 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091. Get your bar soap for gifts. Get your 1 month tote bag supply for gifts. It's all available. It's all in stock. We're happy to send it out not only to you, but to any one of your loved ones. Well, there's no extra charge for
1-800-340-7091. No extra charge to send it to loved ones.
We'll take care of everyone and anyone that wants to get back to good old fashioned pure soap.
And I'm telling you, a lot of family you give this to is going to get addicted. I bring you things I use. Calbin Pure Soap, Berkey Water Filters. Until you get into metals, it more than doubles. I mean, this is just basic stuff, 85% off supermarket prices, and it's organic. Organic stuff at the main stores costs double what the toxic does. This is real organic, 60-plus years in operation, and it's 85% less. We bring you the deals, 1-800-340-7091, or go to InfoWars.com. There's a banner on the left-hand side to CalBenPureSoap.com or 5starsoap.com, and a huge banner on JonesReport.com over to CalBenPureSoap.com or 5starsoap.com or 1-800-340-7091. Again, folks, they're a great sponsor. It's a great deal. I suggest you take advantage of it.
Thank you, Alex. That was beautiful. That's the best way to start again. Are we ready for our limerick of the day?
Yeah, give folks a limerick.
No matter how grouchy you're feeling, a smile is always quite healing. It grows like a wreath all around the front teeth, thus preserving the face from congealing.
Oh, man. Marty, we're going to let you go here in just a moment, but I know you've got to go, but I wanted to bring this up. I mean, we're serious when we say that big petrochemical companies literally bought up and bought into the soap companies and took them over the last... When did the shift happen to this toxic waste versus, you know, just plant and, you know, vegetable and fruits essence?
From 1947 to 1950, the conversion of eliminating all soaps, real soaps, from the marketplace and and converting them over to detergents, petrochemical detergents.
Now, you were in the chemical corps. Was that the Army Chemical Corps?
Yes.
And right
there. I was in there for 2 years. I was in charge of the chemical depot in Japan. I learned all about the chemicals that we were going to use in World War II, and I got a tremendous amount of knowledge.
But here's my question to you so I can understand this, because I've read the history and I know quite a bit. I want you as an expert to tell me if I'm right, being in the soap business for 60 years and the chemical weapons business before that. From the knowledge I have, that they built up all these war industries, and the war ended, and they had all these factories for munitions production and oil production and all the rest of it, and so they then lobbied with Congress and the rest of it to shift those over and to take over the soap industry and to replace it with chemicals. At the same time, they had the literally millions of tons of sodium and stannous fluoride from aluminum and weapons manufacturing and munitions and fertilizer manufacturing, so they passed an edict to put it in the water, kind of like they take DU, a byproduct of reactors, and put it in weapons. So they just made an industry out of a toxic waste. Is that accurate?
That's exactly what happened. It got so bad that that in 1965, detergents were to be outlawed throughout the United States, and the chemical and detergent industry paid off Congress and the Senate and said, well, let us at the industry take care of the problem of pollution of our waterways.
And then all they did was water it down so it doesn't even work.
Well, then they called it a new word. They called it biodegradable, a fictitious word saying that all these chemicals will break down. Ain't so. It never...
You know, I got to get you on as an actual guest sometime, Marty, just to get you to give us your knowledge, and I can dig up the documents and let folks know.
I'd love to share all this information for you, including how detergents got created from Nazi Germany and how it's progressed throughout the country.
1-800-340-7091. 1-800-340-7091. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you. Talk to you soon, Alex.
Take care, my friend. Yeah, we get him up once a month. He's a great sponsor. And you notice, you know, I just gave you the history of it because I've seen films, read books on it, studied it. See, the globalists are monopoly men. They come in, they engineer a whole new movement, a whole shift, to quote a new technology, and it's generally just to put some toxic waste in your food, water, or other products. And that's what they do now. This whole, you know, they're saying the ocean's dying and everybody's dead and the Earth's going to die, a big UN report. And you actually read the UN report, they say, oh, no, there's no evidence to this. But the headline's what people read. See, it's all about the spin machine. And now there's a full court public relations advertising campaign, and they'll tell you that they know this stuff works. That's why they have so much of it, to tell you the Earth is dying, they've got to save the Earth, with hundreds of new regulations and taxes. But then China, India, Mexico, and 163 other third world nations have to make zero cuts. What will that do to all the rest of the jobs we've got left? They'll totally leave. They'll have to leave. And by the way, where in the UN report do they say the ocean is acidifying? By the way, from the detergents, and they even admit that. It's off the coast of China, off the coast of India. There are some problems in the oceans with these rivers with all this toxic waste. And a big part of it's your detergents. It's petrochemicals. All right, I'm already getting off the subject, ladies and gentlemen. It's just to have this knowledge and to want to warn people, they're going to do nothing about all this toxic stuff they sell us, nothing about real problems with the environment. We're mammals. It kills us, too. It hurts us. It makes us sick. I'm a real environmentalist. But they take all your environmental energies and they give you disinfo. All right, all right. I'm going to try to be calm here for the next 15 minutes of this hour. Then I'm getting into police state news. Then we'll get back into the polls, and we got the head of Zogby coming on, the head of their relations and their head statistician coming on. But then we got legendary actor of stage, screen, TV coming up, Ed Asner, in the third hour today. I also have little stories like this one. Fox host says dissenters should be tased, beaten to bloody pulps. We're going to be playing that audio, and this ties into what Naomi Wolf and everybody else are saying. They're openly setting up dictatorship, and they're selling you. It's a talking point. And so a whole new phase of this. Okay, I'm going to settle down. Paul Lawson's listening. We're all doing analysis together right now. Aaron has been quietly working over there with all the numbers. Aaron, I have to say you're a real asset around here. Give our writers the facts. They'll double-check and vet it all. They're all listening right now because we've got to do a counterstrike against the spin. Give people the facts of what just happened with this Zogby poll. For those that just joined us, Zogby, let me just explain calmly. Last week I paid $4,300 and I wanted three simple questions. By the time they were done with it was this gigantic poll. We had to have them change a bunch of stuff to, quote, make it fair. It was leaning towards the other candidates in ridiculous ways. I went with Zogby because they're the most well-known and most respected next to Gallup. I'm probably going to buy a Gallup. By the way, we just got a donation, so I'm going to buy a Gallup. They're pretty expensive, or even more. I'm going to buy a Gallup in the next few weeks. And thank you, listener, by the way. I was actually having discussions here at the office, and people wanted Christmas bonuses or wanted me to buy another poll for Ron Paul. And we're going to be publishing the poll in its entirety. We already published big pieces of it. And first off, people said it wasn't a real poll and we just made this up. Yeah, I would commit Harry Caray on the radio and the web. I would just make things up. Folks, you know, if I get up here and say Bayer knowingly put AIDS virus and let AIDS virus be in their factor rate for 10 years knowingly and I have their own documents, that I wouldn't just get here and say it if I was lying, I'd be sued into oblivion. You know, if I get up here and say that the head of a defense language school went public and said that the government trained Al-Qaeda at their bases, it was in AP and San Jose Mercury News, do you think I would just make that up? We don't make anything up. In fact, 9 times out of 10, things are worse than I say because I don't know everything. I can't ever grasp all of it. And every time we learn more, it's always worse. Never better. Always worse. Always worse. All right, I'm really mad. I'm going to settle down. Hold on. Here are the basic facts. We go out and we have 1,009 people polled, and then even more because they oversampled and asked more to get a third Republicans. They get a third Republicans. Conservative Republicans is how they call themselves, and Giuliani did win that, but Ron Paul got a 15%. Zogby says it's 13. And you've got all the numbers. Correct me if any of these are wrong, Aaron. You're right over there with it. You're my navigator. Fact checker, double, you know, double brain over there. Editor, whatever you want to call it. We all edit each other's stuff. We all oversee everybody here to make sure we're putting out the best info. We try as hard as we can to bring you the most vital, most correct information. And so he wins in all these demographics, blacks, Hispanics, women, liberals, moderates, libertarians. Okay, somebody broke in on our broadcast. Reconnect right now.
Of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my
That's right. We won't back down. You're not supposed to be able to have two ISDNs dial into the same double-line ISDN. That's supposedly impossible, I've been told by IT people in the telephone company. Now, years ago, I guess it was in 1999 when I was exposing Waco and covering all that, twice I had someone break in over the line and threaten to kill me, but one way. ISDNs are two-way. Threatened to kill me, and then there would be gunshots in the background and motorcycles revving. Now, you just heard that. It was somebody calling about some account, and I couldn't understand exactly. But a ISDN call, that's a digital separate type of phone line call, to my box, to my number, very, very funny. Or maybe it's a mistake. I'm sure it is. We know the calling up, if you don't shut up, we're going to kill you, is not a mistake. Oh, heaven help us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to come back and try to calmly walk through all this now. I'm going to try as very best as I can when we get back to calmly walk through the analysis of what has transpired. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am a filmmaker, not just a radio talk show host. My new tour de force, my greatest work, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is available on DVD. Absolute stocking stuffer. Get it now. Big discounts, as much as 45% off. When you get multiple copies of Endgame, you can also get Endgame discounted when you buy the new Loose Change Final Cut, Unbelievable, the preeminent 9/11 film, available at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Okay. I'm not going to rant and rave anymore. There's a lot of points you've got to make, Aaron. Go ahead and make them about the numbers and give me your take. I want your view, your analysis of what Zogby's done.
Okay, so what we're talking about overall is obviously Rudy Giuliani has the name recognition. That's what this whole election is hinged on. But what this poll shows is that in a blind bio, people resonate with Ron Paul's resume, his issues. They don't resonate with Giuliani or the other goons. And you take the NASCAR example from yesterday. Ron Paul wins on the issues, but Giuliani wins a NASCAR on the name recognition. Giuliani was out at a NASCAR race yesterday. They had a whole AP write-up about it. And one of the key quotes from one of the NASCAR fans was, Giuliani did good on 9/11. He's what I know, and he's what I trust. I don't want no Hillary. And that's the mentality this whole race is hinging
on. See, it's
on.
All about who can stand at a NASCAR race, but if you show a NASCAR person the issues, they support Paul. Now, let's be clear. Paul did best with conservatives in the NASCAR question and almost beat Giuliani. Give him the numbers.
That's right. the numbers here. Paul did 32.5% amongst NASCAR fans. We're talking about 17% of registered voters in 2004, estimated. I'm sure it's not exact. Whereas Giuliani had 28%, which is still pretty strong. But what we're saying is that Ron Paul can do well in this very hardcore base.
Ron Paul won that, but then in the subgroup of conservatives, he almost beat Giuliani. I was reading the numbers earlier. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I mean, he won the general poll. He won. But even amongst conservative voters, extreme conservatives, it was 28, wasn't it?
But this is my point, is that the extreme...
Well, pull the number. I want to make sure I have it. Don't worry. You got plenty of time. We got 2 hours left. We'll just cancel everyone, including Ed Asner. I'm joking. Hey, man, I am really mad about this. I mean, this is, again, but I'm glad Zogby did this in a way. You pay for a poll, you make it fair, you try to play fair. Ron Paul wins everything but one thing, and then they focus on that, and it just never ends.
Okay, so.
Because imagine how much money old Republican Party that's pushing Giuliani spending with Zogby. Go ahead.
So we have the left to right spectrum here broken down into categories, percentages per candidate. In the conservative category, Giuliani is leading. He has 26.9%. However, Ron Paul has 20.9%, which is certainly in striking distance. And keep in mind, we have 15% officially undecided. And then in the other subcategory, very conservative, and we're talking about the very hardcore GOP base here, Giuliani is pulling 24%, and Ron Paul, again, in striking distance with 20.3%, and Romney and Thompson also showing up here.
So they also chose the one sub-question demographic where he lost, where he had the lowest number.
But this is my argument. We're talking about...
These are hard-line GOP men who wear dresses every night who have Jeff Gannon over. I mean, literally, that's a hardcore group. Go ahead.
Well, that'll be
by the way, I'm really serious about that, but go ahead.
I don't know about the segue into the religious question, but one of the big questions on this field is the split of the religious vote, and we'll talk about that when we get a chance.
We will talk about that when we return, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the one and only GCN Radio Network. I am Alex Jones, your host. We're going to have big reportage in the next hour on PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Let's take this spin and ram it down their throat and educate everybody exactly how they're spinning these polls.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months.
SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.